Hi, y'all, and welcome to Liturgical Listenings, the podcast that helps you live out the church year and grow closer to the saints through their own words. This week, we are commemorating the feast of St. Damian of Molokai, celebrated on the 11th of October by both the new and traditional calendar. Canonized in 2009, St. Damian is Hawaii's first recognized saint. Our reading for this episode is St. Damian's 27th letter. In this, his first correspondence from Molokai, St. Damian recounts how he came to his post on the island and the conditions of the colony and its patience. And now, here follows St. Damian's 27th letter. Molokai, November 25th, 1873. My dear brother, God has deigned to choose your unworthy brother to assist the poor people attacked by that terrible malady so often mentioned in the Gospel, leprosy. For the last 10 years, this plague has been spreading in the islands, and at last the government felt itself obliged to isolate those affected with it. Shut up in the corner of the island of Molokai between inaccessible cliffs and the sea, these unfortunate creatures are condemned to perpetual exile. Out of 2,000 in all who have been sent here, some 800 are still living, and among them a certain number of Catholics. A priest was wanted, but here was a difficulty. For, as all communication was forbidden with the rest of the islands, a priest who should be placed here must consider himself shut up with the lepers for the rest of his life. And Monsignor Magre, our vicar apostolic, declared that he would not impose this sacrifice on any of us. So, remembering that on the day of my profession I had already put myself under the funeral pall, I offered myself to his lordship to meet, if he thought it well, this second death. Consequently, on the 11th of last May, a steamer landed me here together with a batch of 50 lepers whom the authorities had gathered in the island of Hawaii. I found on my arrival a little chapel dedicated to St. Philomena, but that was all. No home to shelter me. I lived a long time under the shelter of a tree, not wishing to sleep under the same roof as the lepers. Later on, the whites of Honolulu having assisted me with their subscriptions, I was able to build myself a hut, 16 feet long and 10 wide, where I am now writing these lines. Well, I've been here 6 months surrounded by lepers, and I have not caught the infection. I consider this shows the special protection of our good God and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Leprosy, as far as is known, is incurable. It seems to begin by a corruption of the blood. Discolored patches appear on the skin, especially on the cheeks, and the parts affected lose their feeling. After a time, this discoloration covers the whole body. Then ulcers begin to open, chiefly at the extremities. The flesh is eaten away and gives out a fetid odor. Even the breath of the lepers becomes so foul that the air around is poisoned with it. I have had great difficulty in getting accustomed to such an atmosphere. One day at Sunday Mass, I found myself so stifled that I thought I must leave the altar to breathe a little of the outer air. But I restrained myself, thinking of our Lord when he commanded them to open the grave of Lazarus, notwithstanding Martha's words. Now my sense of smell does not cause me so much inconvenience, and I enter the huts of the lepers without difficulty. Sometimes, indeed, I still feel some repugnance when I have to hear the confessions of those near their end, whose wounds are full of maggots. Often, also, I scarce know how to administer extreme unction, when both hands and feet are nothing but raw wounds. This may give you some idea of my daily work. Picture to yourself a collection of huts with 800 lepers. No doctor. In fact, as there is no cure, there seems no place for a doctor's skill. A white man who is a leper and your humble servant do all the doctoring work. Every morning then after my Mass, which is always followed by an instruction, I go to visit the sick, half of whom are Catholics. On entering each hut, I begin by offering to hear their confessions. Those who refuse this spiritual help are not therefore refused temporal assistance, which is given to all without distinction. Consequently, everyone, with the exception of a very few bigoted heretics, look on me as a father. As for me, I make myself a leper with the lepers, to gain all to Jesus Christ. That is why in my preaching I say, we lepers, not my brethren, as in Europe. You may judge by the following fact what a power the missioner has. Last Saturday, some of the younger people, discontented with their lot and thinking themselves ill-treated by the government, determined on an attempt at revolt. All except two were Calvinists or Mormons. Well, I only had to present myself and say a word or two, and all the heads were bowed and all was over. I have baptized more than 100 persons since my arrival. A good part of these have died with the white robe of baptismal grace. I have buried also a large number. The average of deaths is about one each day. Many are so destitute that there is nothing to defray their burial expenses. They are simply wrapped in a blanket. As far as my duties allow me time, I make coffins myself for these people. Don't send me any more intentions for masses. I have more than I can manage. It is well known that we do everything gratis, but our good master knows how to repay us, or rather, he already repaid us. If our Lord were to ask me, when I sent you without purse or scrip or shoes, was anything wanting to you? I should certainly have to reply, Nihil Domine. In fact, after leaving all I had at Kohala for Father Fabian, I came here without anything. I have not a penny of income, yet I want for nothing. I have even alms to give. How is this to be explained? That is his secret, who promised to give 100-fold to those who gave up all for him. I have just built another chapel 2 miles from this, at the other end of our settlement. This chapel cost me 1,500 francs, without counting my work as carpenter, and I am only 25 francs in debt. St. Joseph is my procurator. Our sisters of Honolulu send me clothes, and some charitable souls do the rest. A few months back, the Minister of the Interior forbade me to set foot outside the leper settlement. I was then a state prisoner. Today, a dispatch of the French consul announces my liberty. Blessed be God. I can now not only take care of my lepers, but labor also for the conversion of the rest of the island, in which there is not yet another priest. I ought to have a companion, but where can I get one? Pray and get prayers that the Lord may bless my mission. Your brother in the Sacred Hearts, Damien. St. Damien of Molokai, pray for us.